have audio or video that you want to share with the KBOO audience, we want to hear from you too. Call us at 503-231-8032 or contact the Evening News Director via email at newsdirector@kboo.org. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Jim Thompson, and Ray Bodwell. The producer is Kyle Carezzi. Special thanks to Oregon News Service. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchand. Podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty, you'll hear progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell brings you the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 o'clock, Air Cascadia features headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, we have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Naiman speaks to Pulitzer Prize winner Gregory Pardlow about his book Digest, which draws from the present and the past to form an intellectual American identity. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo, your weekly update about what is going on in and around KBOO. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo, and tonight I'm super glad to be welcomed by James Sneed, KBOO's new programming intern. We'll get to know James and hear about his role here at KBOO, but first I wanted to let you know, KBOO members and listeners, that your community radio station needs you. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role play by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Well, so here is an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talent to good use for KBOO. The time commitment is about 15 hours a month, and you can apply by going to kboo.fm or stopping by the station to pick up a paper copy of the application. The deadline to apply is July 9th, and we welcome all folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, want to carry forward KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. As I said, KBOO needs you, so apply today. So this is News from the Boo. I'm Delt Crescenzo, and I'm here with James Sneed, KBOO's programming intern. We met Octavia a few months back, who is still working with us for a few weeks now, and James is also joining the team. So welcome, James.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your role here at KBOO and what you're most excited about.
Well, I'm the production intern, and so I'm just trying to help in any way that I can to, bring the news to KBOO. And what I really want to learn here is about the resources that you guys have and how you help everybody and just how I can help and interact with those two and learn as much as possible.
So how did you find out about KBOO and about the internship and what really made you want to apply?
It was kind of serendipitous, actually. I had a good friend who just kind of sent it to me. I was living on the East Coast at the time and had no real plans to be in Portland. I had spent a significant amount of time here, and my friend just sent it to me. And in my mind, I was just like, this would be a good opportunity to find myself back in Portland, and I'll throw my hat in the ring, and if it works out, it works out. And I was kind of surprised when it did, and it was just kind of like winning, getting the golden ticket from Willy Wonka. You get to come and hang out in this playground all day.
That is a really good way of putting it. I will think about this every day when I come to work. Think about going to the playground instead. what does radio play a role in your life currently, and or is there any way that you can foresee this in your future having more room?
Absolutely. Well, I guess initially how I got into radio or started loving radio was just my parents. My dad every morning at 6:30 would get up and turn on the radio loud enough for everybody here, and that was like the alarm of the house. And you just hear the radio first thing in the morning. You hear the news, and I grew up that way, and so I just grew up admiring Ira Glass and Terry Gross, and the list is super long. But I guess now I'm kind of into broadcasting because I love podcasts and podcasts. I just wanted to learn more about how the radio gets made and how I can make my own podcast, et cetera, et cetera. But that's kind of where my interest comes from.
Yeah, but you're in the right place.
Yeah. And then everybody that you meet here also has like equal enthusiasm, which just like feeds into each other, and everybody wants to do more work in radio.
Yeah, I agree. It really is hard at time, in fact, to actually put a break on that and be like, okay, I have too many radio projects going on.
Yeah, I've been here for just a little over a week, and I think I'm up to 6.
Okay. Good. You're on good path here. So tell us a little bit more. We were just, chatting, getting to know each other, and you shared a little bit some of your passions. Would you share also with our audience, the listeners, what are some of the things that really make you jazz?
Well, we were kind of talking about, what in 2017 would be archaic technology. I love music. I think a lot of people would probably agree with that sentiment. But as I was saying earlier, it's just kind of hard for me to live my life without it. Like, I need it first thing in the morning. I need it to time my shower. I need it to, if I'm going to walk anywhere, if I'm going to take public transit, even, if I'm going on a 10-minute car ride, I need some music playing in the car. And pretty much it's just transferred into just like me wanting to share it with everybody. So I make mixtapes, like cassette mixtapes, which I think is maybe like a little bit rare, or some people I tell them and they're like, well, why would you do that? Who could ever play a mixtape?
So tell us.
Well, generally it's people who have older cars. Those are the people who usually ask me for them. And I'm super happy to make mixtapes for anybody who can actually play them, because sometimes people, I think, just like kind of the niche of like, oh, like make me a mixtape, but they don't actually have a cassette to play it in.
Right. So they're mixing out on the whole experience.
Yeah, I mean, and some people just never, that was never part of their experience. Right. I was their also culture. Part of like the radio growing up. I remember like, having your radio, your cassette player, and I would record the entire top 40 on a 90-minute cassette, and then once I had the entire thing, I would go through each song and record individually, dub it onto another cassette, so I could just like give them to my friends. I was back home not too long ago. My friend brought me one of my old mixtapes that I had made in like the 9th grade or something.
Wow.
And I didn't remember this at all. I had turned it into a radio show where I was like introducing the songs, and I remember I had like my little microphone where I was just.
So you were DJing the whole thing.
Yeah, so cool. It's weird that, you know, this opportunity came up, and I had no memory of that until he brought it to me. He's like, oh, you remember this? And I was like, no, not at all.
Well, but the amazing thing about your mixtapes that you're also sharing is that it's not just a selection of songs that you love or that you like. It also is very much going for the person who's asked for it or that you have in mind. But then you also include field recording and other stuff. So talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So every mix that I make, every mixtape that I make is a specific mixtape for an individual. I generally don't make the same physical mixtape twice, though I'll sometimes like put them on the internet. And each one is made for one specific person, and it's not just the music. The way that I do the audio editing is with lots of pop culture from movies and television and speeches, but then I also go out and find field recordings. There was one particular mix that I made that featured a typewriter where the theme behind the mixtape was a typewritten love letter. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote out a love letter and recorded
me typing it.
And then, you know, lace that audio beneath the music that I had on the mix. And, you know, that mix is online, but the physical cassette was made for one person.
For one person. Did that person fall in love after that love letter?
For a short period of time. I think that, you know, with any gift, there's only so far that a gift can take you. there has to be some substance behind the style.
Thank you for sharing that. I put you on the spot. But also, I'm super excited because you said you might actually redo our theme song for News from the Boo.
So yeah, it's hard to compete with Miles Davis, but I'm really excited for the opportunity. I have some ideas just from what you've told me about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I could come up with something. Hopefully the listeners like it.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So would you share in the last couple of minutes we have, what are your plans for the future? Do you have, you know, any plans? And do you see in any way KBOO that can help you to be on your way towards those plans?
Absolutely. KBOO is kind of directly in my line of interest. Of just producing new shows. I have a bunch of ideas just from talking to some of the people here at the station of the kind of shows that could be successful, that people want to be a part of. And I really want to create media that is inclusive, that you can go out on the street and have a question that anybody can be involved,
right.
Where anybody can speak about their passion or talk about their personal story, because there's so many amazing stories that are out there that are for just individuals who have everyday lives that you maybe would never hear unless you stop to talk to that person.
Right.
And I think KBOO is a place that empowers people to tell their stories. And so I think that it's a really great place for me to find these kind of stories and to do this kind of work, but then also to like learn more about, you know, other people who want to do this work and have done it for a much longer time than I have.
Mm-hmm. So you're a storyteller. You tell stories through writing, words, music,
yeah,
all
so
kinds of things.
I guess originally, or people who are hearing this and who know who I am, mostly people know me as a writer.
Mm.
But yeah, I just really want to tell stories and not just my own stories,
right.
But give people a platform to tell their stories and connect with people who are of a like mind, or even if you're hearing something and you disagree completely, maybe it's still something that you've never been exposed to, and it just
right.
gives you an opportunity to think about life in a way that you've never like
right.
had the opportunity to, or you never thought about it being able to happen that way.
Right, like expand your horizon and also expand like our understanding of what it means to be human.
Exactly. So another big theme that I'm interested in is redemption, and just this idea that anybody can find redemption and, you know, I think that's, you know, sometimes that's like a little bit of a hot take because, right. you know, some people do some terrible, terrible stuff. But mm-hmm. even if they need to be responsible and have accountability for the terrible things that they've done, that doesn't mean that they can't begin to move towards being the person that they want to be. And through storytelling, I want to tell people to tell stories about things that aren't right. so celebrated, like the right. time that they gave away their kidney.
Right.
I want to hear the stories about right. the things that, you know, maybe society says that you're not supposed to talk right. about, or that you're not supposed to be proud of. But right. then those are the things that a lot of people can relate to,
right.
Is suppressing these stories that they want to tell, that are cathartic for them to tell, but maybe they've just never been given the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you so much, James. I wish we had hours. We'll have to have a separate interview of an hour that we can play at a
Thank
different time.
Thank you so
time.
Much for having me.
Yeah, James Sneed is our new production intern. So if you would like to meet him, you can come to KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Thank you so much for listening to News from the Boo. Again, consider running for the board of directors. You can go to kboo.fm for more detail. And next week, Gil Cardone will be your host. And actually, he will share more with you about becoming a board member for KBOO. So thank you all. Have a great night.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 16th Annual Northwest String Summit, July 13th through 16th at Horning's Hideout in North Plains, Oregon. The Northwest String Summit is a four-day celebration of Americana and bluegrass music hosted by the Yonder Mountain String Band. Guests include Green Sky Bluegrass, Elephant Revival, Fruition, Blitz and Trapper, the Shook Twins, and many, many more. Again, that's the 16th Annual Northwest String Summit, July 13th through 16th at Horning's Hideout, 21277 Northwest Brunswick Canyon Road in North Plains, Oregon. More information about the festival, performers, parking, and admission can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.